Greetings from Farlington. This week's theme is from Alpha, and it's why and how we should pray. I'm ordained, and you may well think that I have my prayer life sorted. No. I had never prayed seriously or otherwise before I became a Christian. I didn't know what prayer was, and actually, I didn't want to know. I wasn't even aware that there was a spiritual world, let alone a Holy Spirit, who comes from God, who could live in me, teach me, guide me, and pray in me and through me. In fact, I remember with sadness a couple of occasions where I had heard sincere prayer from genuine, loving Christian believers, and thought to myself that they were really weird. 32 years on, I can tell you that I do pray, and if people think I'm weird, then I can honestly say it's great being weird. My prayer life has changed and developed in various ways over the years. I've experimented with different methods. I have really struggled at times, and it has seemed like I was walking in a desert, a dry and weary land. And at other times, although rare, I have thought I was in heaven itself. But in all that time, I can see that God has always been with me. Prayer, for me, like my faith, is a life journey towards God. But I have learned over the years that if God feels far away, it may be because I have moved away from him for whatever reason. As Jesus told Peter before he washed his feet at the Last Supper, "You have been made clean, but the dirt of each day needs to be washed away." What is of the utmost importance is that we realise that God desires a close relationship with us because he loves us, and he knows that when we live life apart from him, we will never find peace and fulfilment. We were created for a relationship with him. And St. Augustine said, "Our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you, in God." The Christian faith is first and foremost a personal relationship with God. Now, how do we develop a relationship with anyone? We spend time with them. We find out who they are and whether they are worth spending time with. Prayer is a discipline, and like every other skill, needs to be learned and practiced until it becomes as natural as breathing. And like any other relationship, it needs time and working at. In normal times, we all lead such busy lives, even those of us who are retired. But any time set apart to be with God in prayer will be beneficial to us, and the rewards are priceless. We can find out who God is by finding out about Jesus. God sent Jesus to show us what he is like. How can we know Jesus? By reading God's word, the Bible, and we will learn more about that next week, but also by praying. These two activities are of supreme importance if we want to grow and mature as Christians. Our reading from the Sermon on the Mount is Jesus teaching the disciples how to pray. They saw him day after day and many times at night praying in a solitary place on his own. They saw that Jesus' perfect life, love, and power flowed from his intimate relationship with God his Father, and they wanted to be like him. And I wonder, do we want to be like Jesus? With time And with practice, we, like St. Paul in our reading, will be able to acknowledge that God is always present, always listening, always answering, and always doing what is best. He's always available, and he waits for us to approach him. He's not distant and waiting for us to do something wrong, as some have believed. He loves us and desires a relationship with each one of us if we are prepared to seek him. By his life, death, and resurrection, Jesus has opened the way for us to have that personal, intimate relationship with God our Father, enabled by the Holy Spirit who comes to live in us when we accept Jesus as our Saviour. He has given us the means by which we can approach God without fear and at any time. Prayer, in simple terms, is conversation with our loving Heavenly Father. We don't need to go into a church building to be with him, but I know that some may find that helpful, and I'm talking about an empty church, not when we meet for corporate worship. We can pray to him from anywhere and about absolutely anything. It is our heart attitude that matters to God. We won't always have an immediate or even a positive answer to prayers, but we need to persevere and to trust that our loving God will always do things according to his goodwill and purpose. If we consider ourselves followers of Jesus, then we must pray. Jesus once said, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." We need God's strength and courage to live this life every day. Our circumstances at times could easily defeat us if we are not abiding in Christ. I'm sure there will be many people who during this pandemic will be saying that if there is a God, how could he let this happen? But God didn't send this virus. Rather, it's a product of our fallen and sinful world. God is with us in this crisis. We heard in our reading from Philippians, the Lord is near. And he has also promised, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. As Christians, we have the amazing privilege of taking everything to God by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. And we have the sure knowledge that he will answer. We can speak to him about anything. He knows us intimately. He knew us before we were born. He saw us when we were being formed in the womb. He has loved us from the beginning of time. May our response to our Father's amazing love that we see in Jesus cause us to draw ever close to him as unafraid, loving, and grateful children. In over 30 years of the Christian life, I have no reason to doubt God's love and care. And he has been with me through all the suffering and trials of this life, and so he is with you. Max Lucado, a pastor and a Christian writer, he says this: our prayer may be awkward, our attempts may be feeble, but since the power of prayer is in the one who hears it, and not in the one who says it, our prayers do make a difference. So, what are we waiting for? Let's get praying.